Hello, and welcome to the Green Book Commentaries Podcast. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. Volume 14, Episode 35, Abnormal Functions of Subluxation. Doctors of Chiropractic and Student Initiates, welcome back. Last time, we began reading about various abnormal functions caused by subluxation, such as thermogenesis, secretory and excretory functions. Today, we are going to wrap it up with the discussion of a few more functions and what happens when a subluxation interferes. First, I would like to give a shout out of respect to one of our students. This DC2B is a longtime listener of the Green Book Commentaries podcast, as well as a dedicated student at our knee chest specific chiropractic certification seminars. Crystal Vargas from Palmer, Florida, tested for her KCSC technique certification last weekend. After completing her written test, Crystal put Pisiform to Atlas transverse process and successfully delivered a KCSE adjustment. With the post-scan showing a significant reduction of subluxation, Crystal earned her technique certification. And that's something KCSE students appreciate with our certification program. You actually have to earn it on the adjusting table, not just on paper. So a KCSE student isn't just another adjuster, but the best manual adjuster on campus, certified at getting sick people well. Now, back to abnormal functions of subluxation. We begin with abnormal thermolysis. This is the abnormal action of eliminating and excretory organs, which dissipate heat faster or slower than innate desires for coordination. The calorific function of thermogenesis produces heat, maintaining an internal body temperature of 98.6 degrees. Innate accomplishes this function by dissipating heat through the skin. The opening of skin pores and perspiration allow for thermolysis to occur, thus keeping body temperature within its normal range. Can a subluxation interfere with normal thermolysis? Well, we all know someone who is either always hot or always cold. Perhaps this person has even had their thyroid checked, only to find it normal. So why the constant feeling of hot or cold then? A subluxation can interfere with thermolysis, affecting innate's control over the excretory organs. This, in turn, either speeds up the rate of thermolysis, leaving internal body temperature colder than normal, or it slows down the rate, leaving internal body temperature hotter than normal. So, wives, when it's the middle of the night and you've wrapped yourselves in the blanket like a mummy, and your husband's bones are rattling from the cold, kindly remind him, "Honey, I'm not a blanket hog. I'm subluxated. Take me to my chiropractor so I can get checked and adjusted. Then we can talk about your share of the blanket." Abnormal nutritive function. This action of nutritive organs, in which they physiologically prepare nutrition in more or less quantity than innate requires for the needs of the body. So, what's the first condition that pops to mind? I don't know about you, but I see lots of type 2 diabetes patients who see results with adjusting alone. So, can a subluxation cause type 2 diabetes, and how does that even work? A subluxation can interfere with mental impulses that travel through the nerves, which interfere the pancreas. which innervate the pancreas. Decreased quantity flow can cause the pancreas to produce less insulin than is needed for sugar to transfer into cells. Here's how it works. You eat your favorite food. That food is digested into smaller units, sugar being one of them. Let's say that this meal results in 10 units of sugar floating in the bloodstream. Innate then uses the pancreas to produce 10 units of insulin, which bind to the sugar and transport it from the blood to within the cell. This is normal. Now, along comes a subluxation. This specific subluxation affects pancreatic function. Therefore, normal quantities of insulin cannot be produced to properly bind sugar. So, if we digested 10 units of sugar, then we need 10 units of insulin to maintain homeostasis, right? Well, that subluxation only allows the pancreas to produce, let's say, 5 units of insulin. What we have left over is 5 units of sugar, more commonly called type 2 diabetes. This condition can be caused by a subluxation. In turn, you can adjust this patient and see great results, from decreased dependency upon metformin to complete resolution of diabetes, all without strenuous exercise programs or diets that simply don't work. Abnormal reproductive function. This is the action of the reproductive organs at a rate which is not coordinative with innate's requirements. So, can a subluxation affect the reproductive organs? And what are some possible conditions caused by this? If you've practiced long enough, likely you have seen cases of infertility. This could come in the form of low sperm count in men to low quality uterine lining in women. I'm reminded of my first infertility case, which saw great results with adjustments alone. My patient was in her late 20s, and after spending years and a large sum of money, was diagnosed with infertility by her doctor. After 3 adjustments over the course of 4 months, I get a call from her husband. He says, "Dr. Plessa, you've been seeing my wife for the last 4 months, and I don't know exactly what you did, but you got my wife pregnant." I paused for a moment and allowed that to sink in. Trying to stay professional, I respond with, "Well, I sure hope my wife doesn't find out." We both shared a heartfelt laugh together, and I congratulated the father and mother-to-be. Can a subluxation cause infertility? Can a chiropractor adjust that subluxation that is causing infertility? Can cases of infertility experience results once the subluxation that is causing infertility is specifically adjusted by a specific chiropractor? We now begin our reading from volume 14, page 213. Article 276, abnormal thermolysis. Abnormal thermolysis is the abnormal action of eliminating an excretory organs which dissipate heat faster or slower than innate desires for coordination. It pertains to excretory and not to calorific function. If too much heat is dissipated, it leaves too little heat in the body, which must be compensated for, or it leaves the body too cold. If the heat is not dissipated fast enough, the byproduct heat accumulates too fast and makes the body too hot. In order to coordinate, excretory function must thermalize faster or slower adaptively to balance thermogenesis, sufficiently to keep the bodily temperature at 98 6/10 degrees. The direct effects are indicated by E plus and E minus, but often C plus and C minus are used, which is convenient but erroneous. Other functions may be concerned indirectly. Article 277, Abnormal Nutritive Function. Abnormal nutritive function is the action of nutritive organs in which they physiologically prepare nutrition in more or less quantity than it requires for the needs of the body. It is due to lack of mental impulses and is a form of paralysis. It, of course, depends upon the cooperation of other functions, for nutritive organs cannot supply prepared nutriment unless they are supplied with raw materials. Therefore, these cells may fail to coordinate because of remote causes, whose effects reach the nutritive cells through the serous circulation. Direct effects are indicated by N plus and N minus. Other functions may be concerned indirectly. Article 278, Abnormal Reparatory Function. Abnormal reparatory function is the action of certain expansional centers in producing cells in more or less quantity than it requires for normal reparation. In other sense, also, it is the abnormal extension beyond repletion of certain body cells because of lowered resistance due to interference with transmission. Direct effects are indicated by N plus and N minus and is a form of paralysis. Many other functions may be concerned in a case indirectly as explained in Species and Families. Article 279, Abnormal Expansive Function. Abnormal expansive function is the action of the cells in developmental centers in producing more cells than innate requires for growth or reparation. It is due to lack of mental impulses, and there is lack of control of expansional centers. Direct effects are indicated by X plus and X minus, and are a form of paralysis. Other functions may be concerned indirectly. Article 280, Abnormal Reproductive Function. Abnormal reproductive function is the action of the reproducing organs at a rate which is not coordinative with innate requirements. It is due to lack of mental impulses, which prevents adaptation of universal forces. Direct effects are indicated by Y plus and Y minus, which are forms of paralysis. Other functions may be concerned in a case indirectly. Thank you for joining me for another episode. I'm Dr. Arthur Plessa. This has been the Green Book Commentaries Podcast.